Imagine a hip-hop mogul and founder of Def Jam Records, a man once surrounded by the excesses of the music industry, embracing veganism. When Russell Simmons made this shift, many were shocked. Yet what he discovered wasn't restriction, but liberation. Eliminating animal products didn't just change his meals, it transformed his entire existence. Unlike wellness books promising quick fixes, The Happy Vegan offers something more profound, a path to genuine happiness through compassionate choices. The central premise is revolutionary in its simplicity. The foods harming our bodies also damage our planet and cause immense suffering. By aligning our plates with our values, we unlock a more energetic, purposeful, and joyful life. A message now resonating with everyone from celebrities to health-conscious millennials to baby boomers confronting mortality. Remember those family meals centered around meat? The spaghetti with sausage, fast-food burgers, holiday hams? I cherish them all. But when you eliminate animal products, your taste buds transform. After weeks without the heavy salt, fat, and sugar in most meat dishes, you begin appreciating subtle flavors in plant foods, the complexity of curries, richness of tahini, varied textures of vegetables. Many who try meat again later find it overwhelmingly greasy, while cheese tastes artificially salty. The belief that humans are natural carnivores contradicts our biology. Unlike true carnivores with fangs, claws, and short digestive tracts, we have flat nails and small canine teeth better suited for plant foods. Our ancestral diets weren't meat-centered either. Irish immigrants rarely ate beef before coming to America. Traditional Chinese cuisine used meat as seasoning, not centerpieces. West African diets centered on yams, cassava, and melons, not the ham hocks and ribs that became slave dishes in America. These adopted meat-heavy diets now contribute to disproportionate rates of high blood pressure and diabetes in the African-American community. But isn't veganism expensive? This common objection falls apart under scrutiny. While Beyoncé and Jay-Z's 2013 Vegan Challenge created the impression that plant-based eating is for celebrities, replacing meat with plant foods actually saves about $4,000 per person annually. A pound of organic lentils costs around $2 compared to $4 for regular beef or $10 for organic beef. Restaurant options remain affordable too. Upscale vegan restaurants like Crossroads serve lasagna for $16, comparable to Olive Garden's $13.29 version. Fast food choices include bean burritos without cheese at Taco Bell, veggie burgers at Burger King, or Chipotle sofritas, which costs less than their meat options. What's truly expensive is meat's hidden cost. The meat and dairy industries receive $38 billion in government subsidies versus just $17 million for fruits and vegetables, artificially lowering prices. When accounting for environmental damage, healthcare expenses, and these subsidies, a Big Mac's true cost should be closer to $13. The plant-based shift isn't just affordable, it's an investment in your health and the planet. Let's be honest, while I call you a hero for giving up animal products, not everyone will. Some might label you weird or a freak. This fear of judgment stops many people from making this change, even those who normally consider themselves independent thinkers. People who criticize your vegan choices are often projecting their insecurities. When my ex-wife wasn't interested in veganism, we simply had separate refrigerators. My brother still hosts cooking shows with meat dishes, but we remain close, and his daughter became vegan without family conflict. If you lack support, seek out vegan communities. Cities like LA, NYC, San Francisco, and college towns have thriving vegan scenes. Joining these communities doesn't mean abandoning other social circles. I still attend parties at steakhouses, just ordering large salads instead. Many dismiss veganism as something only for animal lovers or PETA weirdos. Despite PETA naming me their Man of the Year in 2011, the crucial distinction is, just because I don't want to be an animal lover doesn't mean I want to be an animal killer. While America fixates on rare threats, heart disease kills 600,000 Americans annually, one death every 36 seconds. It's the leading killer of both men and women, especially African-American women. Americans undergo over half the world's bypass procedures, despite being just 5% of global population, costing nearly $50 billion yearly. The hidden truth: communities worldwide with plant-based diets have virtually no heart disease. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn showed even terminal heart patients could reverse their condition by eliminating animal products. President Clinton adopted plant-based eating after multiple heart surgeries, lost weight, gained energy, and reversed his heart disease. T. Colin Campbell's The China Study established a direct link between animal protein consumption and cancer risk. Rural areas where meat was used only for seasoning showed rare cancer instances, while urban areas with Western diets experienced rising cancer rates. Dr. Dean Ornish's research proved that men with prostate cancer who switched to plant-based diets saw their cancer markers decrease. The scale of animal agriculture is staggering. 10.2 billion animals killed for food in the United States in 2012 alone, with 80% of U.S. agricultural land dedicated to animals or their feed. If the global population adopted North America's meat-based diet, we would need 4 planet Earths to sustain it. While you might diligently turn off lights to save energy, animal agriculture generates 18% of greenhouse emissions, exceeding the 13% from all transportation combined. A single cow produces 66 to 132 gallons of methane daily, a greenhouse gas 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Water usage is even more dramatic. During droughts, Californians reduce household water use, while animal agriculture consumes 55% of America's water versus just 5% for homes. A single cheeseburger requires 660 gallons of water, and a pound of beef needs 1,799 gallons compared to 119 gallons for a pound of potatoes. Going vegan would save an individual 162,486 gallons annually, more than half your water footprint. When transitioning to veganism, focus on adding new foods rather than just eliminating animal products. Build your diet on leafy greens, providing protein, fiber, vitamins, and antioxidants, beans and legumes, affordable and versatile, whole grains like quinoa and brown rice, and nuts for healthy fats and energy. Explore new flavors to overcome cravings for meat and dairy products that are engineered to be addictively salty, fatty, and sweet. View this journey as liberation from the salt, sugar, fat jail rather than deprivation. Modern plant-based alternatives now offer familiar tastes without animal suffering. Dining out is simpler than expected. Major cities have numerous vegan options, while ethnic restaurants offer reliable choices. Bean burritos at Mexican places, Buddhist delight at Chinese restaurants, or lentils and rice at Indian establishments. Even fast food chains now include vegan options. Each plant-based meal creates positive ripple effects beyond personal health benefits. By choosing compassion on your plate, you're voting against a system causing immense suffering. This alignment produces what many vegans describe as a profound sense of peace. Your improved energy, clearer skin, and positive outlook demonstrate that compassionate choices contribute to a kinder, healthier world.